6:50 the time here on the Paul W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. And as they say, all good things must come to an end. WJR's environmentally sound show is not going anywhere. It's just changing names. The fine host, Mr. Larry Burns, Vice President of External Affairs and Interim Vice President for Equity and Diversity for the University of Toledo. He is the host, as I say. He is going to join us and let us know what's going on. Leave it here on 760 WJR.
Hello, this is Larry Burns, your host of the University of Toledo's The Relevant University. Join us at 7 tonight on News Talk 760 WJR as we talk about the critical role higher education plays in our world. From education to athletics to economic development, we'll show you how the relevant university can be a driving force for a better tomorrow. Our guest on tonight's program will be the University of Toledo President Lloyd Jacobs.
Universities have been asked to be pillars of their community. Come to the University of Toledo to visit. I think you'll pick up that spirit.
East Carolina University Chancellor Steve Bellard. Virginia Commonwealth University President Michael Rao. The University of Notre Dame President Father John Jenkins. Tune in tonight at 7 for The Relevant University, brought to you by the University of Toledo on the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR.
Back to the Paul W. Smith Show on News Talk 760 WJR. Now here's special guest host Steve Courtney.
Funny how things work out from time to time. We just hear a promo for the relevant university and your fine host, Larry Burns. And by golly, who's on the other side of my line right now? None other than the aforementioned LB, Larry Burns. How are you, sir?
Morning, Steve. I'm wonderful. Beautiful morning in Toledo, Ohio.
I certainly hope so, sir, because it's a beautiful morning here in the great city of Detroit. And you've got some important things going on. Your program, The Relevant University, right here on WJR tonight there, Mr. Burns, at 7 o'clock, formerly the Environmentally Sound Show.
Absolutely. We did that for 2 years, Steve, and had some wonderful guests from around, actually around the world. Last month we had John Dingell, and we had some other scientists, but we felt that universities are becoming such an important element of our communities, be it economic development, first-generation students, that we needed to broaden the topic base. And so that's what we're doing with the relevant university. We're going to cover everything from athletics to economic development to new courses at universities around the country and around the world.
Well, Larry, nobody knows better than you at higher education and the institutions involved thereof play such a role in each of the communities that they're in and the states that they're in. And you mentioned athletics, certainly something I know a little bit about and the role that colleges play in that regard, but it goes way, way, way beyond athletics these days.
Absolutely. And our guest tonight, Dr. Lloyd Jacobs, who's the president of the University of Toledo, and he talks about really what it means to be relevant in not only today's world, but really more importantly for tomorrow. And then one of the other guests, Mike Rao, you might remember Mike. He was the former president of Central Michigan University.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we talked about, he's now the president of Virginia Commonwealth, and as you well know, they made it to the Final Four in NCAA basketball.
Yes, sir.
He mentioned, I think they had 8 million hits on their website during that period. And so that is what athletics can do for a university, and talk about being relevant, that really helped them in all regards.
Well, we have seen it time and time again. You mentioned the big tournament every March. I mean, and this goes a long way into educating individuals about a certain university. You know, and I'm sure you've come across it there at the great University of Toledo there, Larry, where, you know, you do something on an athletic field, you do something in a classroom, you do something as a department, and next thing you know, somebody wants to know more about the University of Toledo, and that's word-of-mouth advertising, and that's priceless.
It is priceless. Many times we say, Mike O'Brien, our AD, who you know well, that athletics can be the front door to a university. And for example, one of the things that we're very proud of is our football team, led by Coach Tim Beckman, is approaching a team grade point average of 3.0. And as you know, it's hard to do on a small team like a soccer team, but when you put 80 young men and try to get a grade point average that high, that really is an accomplishment.
Well, that takes a commitment, not only from the team, Larry, and from the athletic department, but from everybody involved. So kudos to you on that. And might I say, I'd like to see that as a trend nationwide, because unfortunately, Larry, when it comes to athletics and universities, we know too well right now at that place right down the street from you what has gone on. It's a shame. But it just seems as though that we are hearing more and more problems at various universities as it relates to the athletic department, and I would like to see that trend stopped.
Well, and absolutely, and one of the things that we're very comfortable with is Dr. Jacobs talks about the ethos of our university and the athletic department, and we pay very close attention to that, and not only the athletes we recruit, but certainly the coaches that we hire, and it is a top priority of our athletic department, and wanted to let your listeners also know tonight that you have a lot of Notre Dame followers. The president of the University of Notre Dame will be on the show, Father John Jenkins. He's a fabulous man. And then we also have the fastest-growing university in the Carolinas. Their leader, Steve Ballard, who's the chancellor, is going to talk about what they're doing at East Carolina. So it really... we have UT, Virginia Commonwealth, Notre Dame, and East Carolina. So hopefully people will listen to the show.
I call that a loaded program there, Mr. Right. Burns. You take care of yourself. And by golly, let's have a conversation on the golf course before the snow flies, all right?
Absolutely. And we'll see you during the U.S. Senior Open as well.
You betcha, sir.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
That is Larry Burns, the Vice President, External Affairs, and the University of Toledo, and, of course, the host of The Relevant University, heard tonight, 7 o'clock, here on WJR. 7 o'clock the time, more of the Paul W. Smith Show to follow, coming up here on WJR.